Welcome to this Facet 5 podcast series on understanding your career. In this series, we are looking at what a successful career means to you and how you can leverage the most powerful tool you have in your toolkit, your personality. In this episode, we are discussing the power of strengths and how you identify yours to build a career you love. Do you wish for your dream career? That perfect intersection of your personality, where things feel effortless. The ideal role that motivates you and allows you to achieve greatness, ideally in an organization that supports you to shine. Then let's talk about how to identify your personal strengths. We all have personal strengths, those things we find effortless and do well. But how do we identify and understand them? Here at Facet 5, we believe when we understand who we are, what we like to do, and how, we create a sense of self-belief, which can often underpin the courage to do something different, something amazing, like your dream career. For any job or career pathway, it's so important to lay this foundation of understanding. And we believe the best place to start is with our strengths. Incidentally, this is the first of the four elements that make up the Facet 5 career model. So, what are personal strengths? And are there different types? Simply put, we think strengths come in two forms. The first being our innate strengths, the ones informed by our personality. The things we do well, and that come naturally to us, requiring little effort. Secondly, our learned strengths, those that become natural to us over time, building competence through knowledge and practice. For many, describing strengths can be difficult. We've long focused on development as a way of mitigating risk, improving self, and becoming an all-round better person. But the strengths movement is a refreshing change. It gives people permission to take stock of their inner brilliance and let this shine. So to begin the process, we need to understand what are our personal strengths. At Facet 5, we work with individuals in two main ways. For your innate strengths, we start with a Facet 5 profile and debrief. This helps create self-awareness and provides an easy-to-understand language that individuals use to describe themselves and that others understand. Elements such as the Facet 5 key qualities act as a golden thread for self-awareness and improvement. For learned strengths, we recommend seeking structured feedback to help understand what these are and how they turn up at work. There are many ways to do this, such as informal feedback or performance reviews being two examples. In short, any well-structured feedback is valuable as it can help create a more rounded picture of you. This picture can help us understand where we are leveraging our strengths easily and successfully, and where we may be over-relying on a particular strength, which can become a risk or frustration for others when used too much. But how does understanding our strengths support our career? When we are on autopilot, our personality and potentially our learned skills tend to kick in, creating outcomes by default. So there's a power in understanding our personality and the associated behaviors. It means we can create moments of choice in how we respond to our work and the world around us, creating more meaningful or purposeful outcomes. And our career is no different. When we understand our strengths, how we like to work, what we like to do, and where we thrive, we bring conscious choice to our careers. By providing a language and description of our strengths, we affirm our personal value and contribution. So, here are 7 practical steps on collecting and using your strengths to get started on your dream career plan. Number 1, create a list. Start by reading through your Facet 5 profile and key qualities. You'll find lots of great strength statements right there. Also, look back through any other feedback that you've received, such as comments from colleagues, performance and talent reviews, customer feedback, or development centers, for example. Next, take the words and statements that you feel best represent you from across your profile and any other feedback you've received. Now, create a list and ask yourself the following questions. How is this benefiting me in my role, and how could I use it more? If possible, try to provide an example of the strength in action. How's this helping me build better relationships? And lastly, what do I need to allow my strengths to shine in a role or workplace? Number two, start exploring your strengths through conversations. Explore your list with others, asking for feedback on what they see and their experience. Get as many recent examples as you can. Ask about not only the what, but how it made them feel. We often find our most impactful moments create a positive emotional memory. Then ask for other strengths they may see that you don't. Remember, the list of your strengths are infinite. Number three, build a strengths fitness plan. While knowing our strengths and how they turn up at work is a great start, sometimes we have to refine our technique. Start on a skills fitness plan that outlines those strengths you would like to practice more and how you can do that. Ask yourself, who can you get support from to help guide or mentor you, or just to give you feedback as an observer in the moment? Number four, create your brilliance of being statement. Try summarizing your key strengths into a short personal statement. Start with reaffirming your value, for example, the brilliant thing about my strengths are, or my unique strengths allow me to. Don't be shy. In this busy, fast-paced, noisy world, honest statements in your own words can cut through and create clarity and meaning. Number five, start telling the world. Review and update your CV by adding your statement to your resume or next job application to ensure others know your potential. Add your statement to your LinkedIn profile. You could also add a few hashtags to your posts, using your strengths to attract people to your work. Remember though, just a couple. Don't go hashtag crazy. Use them to describe your contribution to a role, team, or organization in your next performance review or one-on-one conversation. Number six, look for opportunity. Make time with your manager to explore how you can leverage your strengths more often in your current role. You could also consider what opportunities or challenges you have on the horizon where you can develop these further, use them more, share, and build capability in others. Importantly, use this as a way of informing your next role or move. Create questions that help you check how, when, and how much you will be able to use your strengths in any new role, team, or organization. Number seven, start your own strengths movement. Start a culture of strengths, recognize it in others, and give them feedback in the moment. When we start looking for the great, we will find it everywhere. Organize time with those you work with or a team meeting to talk about the strength or key quality you're relying on at the moment. Ask them to do the same. Start celebrating the great and the brilliant, not just the work. When we recognize and value others, we are affirming who they are and the value they bring. There's no greater thing you can do than truly see someone. So, now is the time to get started. Make that plan. Have that conversation. Celebrate your strengths. Remember, your potential is in your hands. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Next in this series, we will be discussing work preferences and how to help you understand yours better. We are Facet 5, Measuring Personality to Realize Potential.